Okay, Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Thirteen B one, second line from the top. The Gemara was discussing how many days into Nissan and Tishrei do you make a leap year, and when the Tkuf is 14 days, 16 days, 21 days. If the Tkufa itself is the old Cheshbon or the new Cheshbon, that whole thing. Okay, another opinion that says in the Braisa, others say, Miyutei, if the lesser part of the month is in the old Tkufa, we still make a new leap year. So Gemara says, Kama Miyutei, what is considered less than half the month? Arba Asayim, 14 days. In other words, the Gemara is going to explain, this opinion holds that the whole Pesach needs to be in the new Tkufa. Or the whole Tishrei, the whole Sukkot needs to be. In other words, this is speaking about Sukkot, by the way. The Gemara said before, it says Chag HaOsif, right? So they said, the first day of Chol HaMoed, the last day of Chol HaMoed, 16 days, 24. This one says, no, the whole Sukkot needs to be in the new Tkufa. Okay, so once there's 14 days, because the next day is Sukkot, it has to be a leap year. So the Gemara says like this, Microsoft, what do they hold? If they hold that the day of the equinox is part of the first season, and you need the whole Yom Tov of Sukkot in the new Tkufa, you have it. Why? Because the entire Chol HaMoed, okay, would be, in other words, they're speaking about Chol HaMoed again, because Gemara thought Chag HaOsif is only when you gather, which is Chol HaMoed. Remember like we learned before. So the Gemara thought, if so, then if you hold Yom HaTkufa, it's from the old month, okay? So then you have the whole Chol HaMoed is anyway the new Tkufa. So what's the problem? So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Acherim B'Tkufas Nissan Kaimer. They're talking about Nissan, not about Pesach, and not about Tishrei. And they say Shomer Chodesh Aviv, Shemer Aviv Shal Tkufa Sheyer B'Chodesh Nissan. The ripening season, okay, which is in the days of Nisan, needs to be in the old Tkufa. So the Gemara says like this, therefore if it's 14 days, we're not talking about Sukkot. So 14 days, Pesach is in the new Tkufa. If you have more than 14 days, then Pesach is not in the new Tkufa, so then you need to make a leap year. Yeah? So the Gemara has a very simple question. Why do you need to make a leap year? Make other just one more day. Just if you're a day off,
one day is okay.
One day, make leap year, not leap year, leap month of other, and then Pesach will be a day later. Why do you have to make a whole leap year, which is much more complicated? Just make one more day extra. Yeah, that's why the Gemara asks it. So the Gemara says, Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov, Tanam El Maila Lamata Kochoshev. He's going not from 1 to 14, he's going from 29 down. It's like this. It's very simple, just instead of going 1, 2, 3, 4, he's going 29, 28, 27, 26. If, meaning a full 30 days down is the lesser part, then you have to make a leap year. You might just saying 14 days from 30 would be 16. That's what he means. If you start from 30 going down 14 days, then the Pesach would be in the old Tkufa. The first day of Pesach. Because you're going downward, so it's 16th day of the month. If you count, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Yeah. So then, Lepo, if you start from 30, then you're going downward 14 days. So then, this is what he means. If it's less than 14 days, meaning that the 16th or the 15th is in the old Tkufa, so then you need to make a leap year. That's what he says. Well, 14, it doesn't mean 14 from 1, 2, 3, 4. It means 14 down minus. Okay, so it's like this. And the Gemara said, the Gemara is thinking until now, why does it have to be speaking about Nisan instead of Tishrei? Because, like we said, Tishrei is only Chag HaOsif, it's Chol HaMoed. Right? So it can't be 14 days, because 14 days, you still have the whole Chol HaMoed in the new one anyway. Therefore, the Gemara switched it to, no, we're talking about Nissan, right? So Ravina says, no, it can be speaking about Tishrei.
The question is still valid.
What?
If it's one day, so you add one day to Adar.
But it's not one day. We're saying it's 2 days. Because if you count 40 days and 30, you get to 16. So it's 15 and 16. You can't make a leap month of 2 days. Doesn't matter.
You
can't make 2 day leap year. Do a leap month. You can't because they didn't figure it out until later. Ravina Ahmad, Ravina says like this. They're really talking about Tishrei. Why does it say if it's 14 days you have to make a leap year, you have until the 16th, which is Chol HaMoed? He said, because this Achedim hold, Kula Chag Be'inan V'yom Tefrishin. The whole Sukkot has to be in Asif, including the first day of Sukkot. See, Gemara thought now, Chag Asif means Chol HaMoed has to be in the new season. Right? Because that's when you gather, it's Chol HaMoed, not Yom Tov. The first day Yom Tov doesn't matter if it's in the old season or not. So the Ravina says, no. Achedim hold that even the first day of Sukkot has to be in the new thing. So Gemara right away says, Yom Tov Arishon Chag HaOsef Ksiv, but the Torah says Chag HaOsef, which means when you gather. And gathering it starts Chol HaMoed. So Gemara answers, Chag HaBa Bizman Asif. It doesn't mean the day you actually gather. The Yom Tov that comes in the time of gathering. But Achedim holds the whole Yom Tov of Sukkot has to be in the fall season. So even if the first day of Sukkot falls out in the summer season rather than the fall season, you need to make a leap year. Okay, so the Gemara had the various different opinions when you need to make a leap year. 16 days, 21 days, 14 days, whatever it is, the various different opinions when it's necessary to make a leap year. But the Gemara basically is explaining you need a leap year because of Sukkot sometimes and sometimes because of Pesach. Bottom line is, Pesach needs to be in the spring. So if Pesach is not going to be in the spring, you need to make a leap year. Sukkot needs to be in the fall. The only question is, Chol HaMoed is the first day, and you need the whole Chol HaMoed. The last day of Chol HaMoed is enough. Bottom line is, based on those two holidays, the Chacham saw fit to make a leap year. Either because of Nissan or because of Pesach or Sukkot, and if either one of them was a problem, they would make a leap year. No, not necessarily. Pesach and Sukkot.
They have to check both of them.
Yeah, they have to check both of them to make sure that each one of them is in the good right season. And if either one of them is not in the right season, you need to make a leap year.
So the calendar that we have right now has it set up for a
set up.
Too much.
So they have to keep under consideration all the elements, all the factors, the
correct.
Future,
correct.
The dates.
But again, the way the original calendar was set up by Hillel, it works forever.
How did you do that?
Huh?
How did Hillel Zaken do that?
Not Hillel Zaken, Hillel Zaken's grandson. How did he do it? He figured it out. He was smart. He Googled it. It wasn't Ruach HaKodesh. It was Pashit figuring it out mathematically.
Yeah.
Achirim sometimes is Rameir. Usually it is. But sometimes you have an Ebraisa, Rameir says, and then Achirim Eimrim.
That would mean...
So Tesis, many Gemaras ask, how could Achirim be Rameir if Rameir himself is arguing on the Achirim? Mm-hmm. So Tesis says, it's sometimes it's other people, sometimes what the mayor said in the name of Acher, he's called Achedim, but he disagreed with it. Whatever. It worked out various different ways.
But this is not going to work forever.
Why?
Because the sun is going further from...
You said it last week.
Until Mashiach comes, it's going to work.
Yeah, it's not
until Mashiach works, it's going to work.
In 4 trillion years, it's not going to work.
4 trillion years, we're not going to be here, it doesn't matter.
I'm just saying, the way...
Even the dinosaurs from 65 million years ago are still not around. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What
is this conversation, what we're learning, has to do with the court system?
No, because the Gemara said before, and now the Gemara is continuing the next part. How many people in a Bezdin do you need to make a leap year? That was the Mishnah talking about. So it says X amount of people. So now the Gemara went into the whole system of the leap year. That's the way Gemara works. The Gemara said how many people, Remember he said, you need 23 for this and 3 for this. And so the Gemara even said, mentioned in the original Mishnah, that Iber Hashana B'Shloisha Divrei Rab Meir. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you start with 3, you finish with 5, and then you end up with 7. So the Gemara is discussing. In fact, now the Gemara is going to the next aspect. Smicha Sekenim, Smicha of the elders. Okay, so in the Mishnah said like this. Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon says 3, and Rav Yudah holds 5 to make a bezdin to give smicha to others. Okay,
to individuals.
Huh?
Individuals.
Yeah, but it's not like smicha today. Smicha today, we're going to see in the Gemara later what it is. Smicha today has nothing to do with the smicha of the olden times. In the olden times, it was smuchim ish mi pi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yeshua and Yeshua tzkenim. In fact, what does it say? David HaMelech did thousands in one day. He gave smicha. It was actually a process of the samach yodli. They actually put their hands on them and they gave them that spiritual ability to do things. Now, a lot of din Torahs, you need to have smuchim. For instance, even halachically, to do fines, knas. Knas had to be smuchim, a bezin that were smuchim, ish mi pi ish, all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu. They got smicha from the guy, they got smicha from the guy, they got smicha from the guy, they got smicha all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Like in Bavel, where there was no smicha, the original type of smicha, they weren't able to connect the knas, officially. You know, official, they were, Bezin was able to give you a fine, but not the din of knas that the Torah speaks about. So there was a smicha, actually a process, and if you didn't have smicha, you couldn't rule certain types of dinim. So the Gemara says, how many people in a Bezdin do you need to give smicha? Not today's smicha, the proper smicha. So Rab Shimon says 3, and Rab Yudah says 5. And now the Gemara is going to quote the psukim for it. What?
Didn't we have before, she set up for the Edin, they went through the criteria that who we can choose.
No, but I'm saying smuchim, now we learned in the Mishnah about smuchim, but the Gemara is talking now, where do we learn it out from? All the Gemara said over here, smichas kenim, arifas egla bishleisha, rabshi yudam bevachamisha. So the Gemara is going to discuss, what's the source of this, where do we find the source of it in Taylor?
Smicha, they make him rabbi, or what, the officer, or what's the smicha doing?
Today?
Yeah.
What are you talking about here? No, I'm sorry. No, it's not talking about this type of smicha, even though the Gemara is going to get into it soon. In the Mishnah, smicha's kaina meant when there's a helam davar shel tzibur, meaning when the big bezdin made a mistake in a halacha, and people, the majority of Jews did it, based on their psak, which was wrong, so they have to bring part helam davar, a part of a hidden aveda. So then they needed to do smicha on it, on the animal. This is not smicha. The Gemara is going to get into it, by the way. It's smicha, so the Rab Shimon says you need 3 elders to put smicha on, and Rabbi Yudah says 5. So it says, Don Rabbanan learned. Because soon the Gemara, you mix it up, because soon the Gemara is getting into smicha. Don Rabbanan, v'samcha ziknei. It says the elders should lean, yeah, their hands on the cow, on the bull. So yachol ziknei ashuk. I would think any old guy in the street. Because it says ziknei, right? Tamad leimer eida. Eida means a community. Members of Sanhedrin is called the Eida. E Eida yachol ktani Eida. If so, I would think it means the lesser, meaning 23 members. Meaning, there has to be the select ones of the congregation, meaning it has to be 3 members of the big bezdin of 71. In other words, who puts their hands on this bull for the Sanhedrin that made a mistake? It has to be 3 elders or 5 elders, depending which opinion, of the big bezdin of 71. Okay, and the Gemara says, because Zikne would mean any old guy, Ha'eda means Bezdin, but it means a Bezdin, which is Choshev.
Did it ever happen?
Huh?
Did it ever happen?
Yeah, sure. The Kamahain, so the Gemara says, so how many, Baisa continues, so how many is this doing Smicha? V'samchu shnayim, it says v'samchu plural. Right? Anytime there's plural without a number, it means two. Ziknei shnayim. Again, it says ziknei, plural, so it's again two, which is four. V'ein bezdin shakul, you can't have an even amount of judges. Meisifin aleim eid echad divrei chamish, areikan chamisha. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you know why you need five? Because here it says v'samchu, which is two. Ziknei is two. You can't have an equal bezdin, so you add one more to make it five.
Why is ziknei two?
Plural. It doesn't say zokain. Ziknei.
Is it possible that he's just reading too much into it? And it's just...
No, but that's the way the Torah works. Anytime the Torah says a plural amount, miut rabim shnayim. Anytime the Torah says an amount, plural, without a number, it means two. That's the rule. Reb Shimon Emotek. Reb Shimon is ziknei shnayim. Reb Shimon says, no, you only look at the word ziknei, not v'samchu. Because samchu is the action of the zikainim. Right? So Reb Shimon says, you can't count samchu as two. V'samchu means the ziknei put the smicha. So therefore he says, ziknei shnayim. Ve'embethin shakum esifim alein echad areikan shleishim. So there's an argument between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, how many kainim do you need to put their hands on the bull? Yeah? Reb Yehuda says, v'samchu is two, ziknei is two, you need one more, you make it five. Reb Shimon says, no, the ziknei is two, and you can have equals, so you add one. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon aksiv v'samchu. It said, but v'samchu is another word. So he says, ahal mi boile lugufe. That is needed to tell us what they do. You can't say ziknei, it has to be selchu, because the Torah needs to tell us what they're doing. So you can't learn it out to teach us an extra amount of people. So Rab Shimon says, it says ziknei. How many elders doing it? Two. What are they doing? V'samchu. But you can't count v'samchu as an extra pasuk to teach us another two. So the Gemara says, v'Rab Yehuda lugu fe l'tzarech. Now the question goes back to Rab Yehuda. How could Rab Yehuda say v'samchu means two, if it's teaching us the din itself? So he says, in kein lo yase v'samchu l'drasha, if v'samchu doesn't teach us something, lichtiv ziknei yeheida yedeim arei shepor. Leave out the word v'samchu. It should say, the elder's hand on the bull. And we would understand that it means putting their hands on the bull. V'samchu is an extra word. So, Rav Shimon says, ikos v'ach, if that's what the Torah would have written, al, instead of v'samchu, havamina my al b'samuch. I would think al doesn't mean on, it means near. The Marshall, we know, when you say Los Angeles is on the Pacific Ocean, even in England, it doesn't mean it's on the ocean, it's near the ocean.
Correct, yes.
Right, so al, in Hebrew, doesn't mean on, it means near also. So he says like this, the pasuk says, v'samchu, or that wouldn't say v'samchu, it would just say, es yedeyam aresh apart. I would think they put their hands near the bull. If it said v'samchu, v'samchu means you lean. So obviously if you're leaning, you're leaning on it. So he says, the Torah had to write the word v'samchu. Because otherwise, I would think they put their hands near the bull. How do I know they put their hands on the bull? So the Torah said v'samchu. Rabbi Yehuda, Gamar Reish Reish Me'ela, they learn it out from an Eila. They just say by Eila, the din is that it has to be the hands on the thing, the same thing over here. And Rabbi Shimon Le Gamar Reish Reish Me'ela, he doesn't learn it out Reish Reish. Whatever, the question is, Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from Eila, therefore you need V'smich, I would know it even without the word V'samchu, and therefore V'samchu teaches me too, Ziknei teaches me too, and then Rabbi Shimon says, I don't learn that. Okay, Vaitim. Now the Gemara is going into smicha of taka smicha.
So not ziknei means two, v'samchu must be three, so it's five.
No, v'samchu is two.
And ziknei is two.
So it's four. You can't have an equal bezdin. So you not make five. V'samchu means two, and ziknei means two. Rav Shimon says you don't use the word v'samchu. V'samchu
five. Five is considered eda.
No, you take of the eda. Of the big bezdin of 71, you take samchu ziknei, so contribute means five, contribution means three.
So the halacha is according to three?
Are you really worried?
No.
about what happens when Mashiach comes?
Why not?
Mashiach comes, he'll tell us what the halach is.
But no, we're paskening it.
Thank you. Oh?
Rambam paskens on it, no.
No. Okay. Tana, we learned. Smicha, smicha, skein, and begimu. Smicha and smicha, the elders. Okay? So Gemara says, my smicha is a kainim. What is it? The double expression, smicha. So smicha, we learned until now, means putting your hands on the bull, you know, by the korban. But what is smicha's kainim? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it refers to mitzvah savet. Smicha taka referring to ordaining elders. Okay? And smicha of the elders refers to how many people on the bull. Meaning, it says two things. Smicha, and smichas kainim. So Bechon says, what does the Braisa mean? The Mishnah mean? Smicha refers, how many people does it take to give smicha to chachamim? And smichas kainim means, how many does it take to put their hands on the bull by this korban? So it's two distinct things. But he's also talking about actual smicha, which we call being ordained. That's today. And the Damid, what the Gemara is talking about ordaining smicha ish mi pi ish, like we just discussed, from Meshe Rabbeinu all the way back up to Meshe Rabbeinu.
So the smicha on the Rabbanim,
it's also included in the Mishnah.
But it's not, it doesn't have to be the part of Zekeinim.
It's two separate things. There's smicha.
I know, but...
And then smicha Zekeinim. Smicha Zekeinim refers to the elders putting their hands on the bull by the korban of Helam Tzibur. And otherwise it means smicha. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Amli Abayel Rav Yosef, Misach Save B'Shleisha Minola." Where do we learn that smicha of elders? You need three chachamim to give smicha. Why isn't one enough? So he says, "Ilei Medechsev VaYismechas Yadav Olav." Because if you're going to say by Meishan Yeshua, Meishan Rabbeinu put his hand on Yeshua's head and he gave him smicha. So he says, "Ihachi Tizke Bachad." Then Meishan Rabbeinu was one. One guy gave smicha, so why do you need three? One should be enough to give smicha. Meisha gave Yeshua the original first smicha. Meisha gave Yeshua was with one. Why did Gemara say three? V'chi teima Meisha b'mkeim shivim ve'echad. And if you're going to say Meisha Rabbeinu was equal to 71, so yachi liboy shivim v'chad, then you should need 71 to give smicha. In other words, the Gemara is asking a very simple question. The Mishnah said, smicha chachamim, you need three. So Abayi said, Rav Yosef, from where do we learn this out? If you want to learn it out from Meshe Rabbeinu giving smicha, then one person should be enough. Meshe himself gave smicha. If you're saying, no, Meshe Rabbeinu was equal to all 71, so then you should need a best in the 71. Where do we learn out that to give smicha, to be ordained, you need three?
But does it have to be from a zekeinim?
The Gemara says kasha. You have a question.
What's the difference between kasha and teiku?
Teiku means, it's a halacha question, what is the halacha we don't know? Kasha is when I have a difficulty on what you said. Yeah. But by the way, the poskim write, just because the Gemara says kasha, and the Gemara does not resolve the difficulty, does not necessarily mean the halacha is not like that opinion. Mm. It means if you have a question, so you have a question, but that doesn't change the halacha. Teiku means, I ask you a shayla, is the din like this, or is the din like this? And they didn't know, so they said teiku.
Well, both sides make very convincing arguments.
No, it's not teiku. No, teiku is when they don't know. Tishbi, yitareitz, kushiyas, vaboyas. That's what teiku stands for. Tishbi, Elion Navi, yitareitz will answer, kushiyas questions, viboyas and miboylo mean what's the halacha. That's why Gemara uses the word teiku. Teiku also means let it rest. It simply means let it rest. It means, okay, whatever. Kasha means, see, when it says tiyufta, in Gemara you have like different expressions of refuting. Teiku is not a refuting. Teiku means we don't know the answer, Mashiach will answer it. Tiyufta, when the Gemara says tiyufta, Rav Huna tiyufta, Rav Chista tiyufta, whatever, he's refuted. And then 99.9% of the time, Taka, he's refuted completely. The halacha is not like him. Kasha means that, yeah, there's a difficulty, In other words, the Mishnah said three, and the Gemara says, what's the source of it? It should be either one or 71. So I says, okay, you have a different, we don't know the source. But the bottom line is, smichas were three. Olden times smicha.
Again, does it have to be a part of zikenim or not? This ordaining.
Yeah, it has to be with zikenim.
Even the Lashon doesn't say.
Today, smicha is a whole different story. Today, smicha is a piece of paper. It says in Chayshim Mishpat, it says in the Poskim there, what's the inyan of smicha? Well, we're going to allude to it later, by the way. Smicha today is because technically there's a halacha that a Talmud is not allowed to make a ruling in the presence of his Rebbe. A meir halacha b'fnei Rabbi is chayiv misa. If a Talmud makes a ruling in the presence of his Rebbe, he gets capital punishment. So smicha today is the Rav giving the Talmud permission to make halachic rulings. That's what smicha is. That's all it is today.
What's the halachic ruling definition? Like if something is written in a book and everybody could say and he said in front of his Rav, it's still kayyid?
That's what many poskim discuss. No, that would not be. In other words, if somebody says in front of his Rebbe, you have to keep Shabbos, it's not a, or you have to keep kosher, it's not a halachic ruling in the presence of his Rebbe, it says in the book. But thing, if there's a shaylan, halach, and you need to have, you know, this question, discussion, so to speak, then it's chayv. So smicha gives the Talmud permission to make a ruling.
You can't say opinion or something.
Huh?
Give him opinion, say about halacha or something.
Right. If he has smicha, then he can give an opinion.
In front of his Rebbe?
Yeah. Because it means the Rebbe gives him permission. The Rebbe gives him permission, he can do it.
What if he got his smicha from someone else besides his Rebbe?
So that's the, today it's officially, you know, that you could do it.
Even though you don't see them. You get the right. Simicha, you move to another town.
So you cannot right. ask the question from a rabbi?
Huh?
You cannot ask the question from a rabbi?
Why can't he ask a question?
Because
it depends if the rabbi knows the answer or not.
Are there any ensuing discussions still from time that still people, it's evolving and questioning and answers and new angles are presented?
In contemporary response that there's thousands and thousands of arguments.
Still ongoing. And
what do
evolving.
You think? What do you, of course they are.
And new things are coming.
New things are already coming up. So again, it's not a new Torah. It's the application of Torah rules to modern day things.
Does anybody claim to have real smicha?
Today nobody has smicha.
Like
that's a smicha, like we say. You have permission to do smicha, to make halachic rulings. There's no smicha. They died already in the time of the Gemara already.
They are rabbi? Yet again, smicha is rabbi?
If you get smicha, you become rabbi. Today you're the rabbis without smicha.
No, because I see everybody has get smicha, but they don't have any knowledge of rabbi. How come they give the smicha?
That's $1 million question. That's $1 million question.
I saw them. Some people,
he just says that.
No, because there are different levels of being.
You know, I don't want to say anything, nothing personal. You know, there's a lot of doctors that are quacks. You know, quack is.
Quack. Rabbi is different with doctor. It's different department. You know, the rabbi is something special. You cannot compare.
Don't tell that to a doctor.
Huh?
A doctor is something special. No, if you don't believe me, ask them.
It's something, you know, be holy. Something you look at that's holy. You trust them. You know, it's different. You cannot disprove
it. That's why life is one big joke. Okay. Amalei Ravacha Barei Dravar Ravashi. Okay? So he asked him now like this. When you give smicha, what the Gemara is talking about, smicha to elders, he says, B'yadi mamish simchina. He asked the question, how do you do it? Do you actually put your hand on their head? Of the person that you're ordaining for smicha, Amaleis Ravashi said no. Simchilin la b'shma, karelei Rabbi. They just call him Rabbi. They even a later shus. This is what I'm saying, and they give him permission lemeidan dinei knas. This is not today's smicha though. He says the smicha does not necessarily by Moshe Rabbeinu we find that he put his hands on Yeshua, but that was also leadership. Smicha today, I mean, what smicha that he's talking about is you give him permission, like he says. Lurushus le maiden dine knosses to do dinim of knosses. Okay? Now, so he says, the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael, who had the smicha, allowed, they gave smicha, not this type of smicha. They gave smicha to people in Bavel, to make halachic rulings, but not necessarily to begin the fines, because over there they never authorized their non-Adain colleagues in diaspora to act on their behalf. Therefore, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman said to Rav Chista, and the Gemara Bar Mitzvah says, Chista, Knosikul Mabbis Bavavil. Chista, Rav Nachman was his senior colleague. He said, Chista, Knosikul Mabbis Bavavil, you're collecting fines in Bavavil. You don't have smicha. Rav Chista was a great tzaddik, but he didn't have smicha from Eretz Yisrael. So he wasn't able to do it.
Which is less than a true evil. Then he had to hand it over to secular courts.
That's right. They only gave money. They only gave for monetary issues, not for knas.
How come for a korban they keep their hand, but for a rabbi not?
You mean the rabbi is also behemoth? They should put it on their hands.
Well, originally they did, right?
So there is no simicha mamash. They don't put their hand.
Just today?
Yeah.
You get a piece of paper. Yeah. You make a party, you sign the paper, and that's it.
Have you given any smicha?
Me? Yeah. You want smicha?
No.
Oh, okay.
How much does it cost, Abel?
I'll put my hand on your head.
Go online and give it to me.
So the Gemara says...
Do we have
to go on 4 legs? 2 legs, can you get it too? The Gemara says, V'chadli samach. So basically, the Braisa said, for smicha you need 3. Smicha is Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, we find that even one gave smicha. Because Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, V'ram Zacharaisi shall take. You should remember this man for good, V'Rav Yehuda Ben Bava Shmai. The famous Rav Yehuda Ben Bava, Shomali, who without him, Nishtakhu, Dine Knosses Mishrol. If not for him, the Jews were forgotten all the dinim of the fines, of the knas, of penalties. So Gemara says, Nishkechu, what do you mean, forgot? Nigrusim, let him go learn it. What do you mean, he saved the... So Gemara says, no, Ella, what it means is like this. Batul dini knosses mi Yisrael. Penalty judgments without him would have been completely nullified from the Jewish people. Why is the Gemara tells a story? Shepam achas gozer malchus harisha gzeir al Yisrael. The Romans once made an evil decree against the Jews. Shekol ha-semech, that whoever gives smicha yohorig will get killed. V'chol ha-nismach, and any person who gets smicha, yohorig will get killed. Not only that, v'ir she'sem chumba, and any city that the people of the city give smicha, techori will be destroyed. Utchumim she'sem chumbahem, and the boundaries of the city which smicha was given to, ye'okru they'll uproot. So basically, again, the Romans wanted to uproot Yiddishkeit from the Jews. So they did all these various different, you know, gzeiras against the Chachamim. So one of the gzeiras they made against the Chachamim is whoever gets smicha will get killed, whoever gives smicha will get killed, gets smicha will be killed, the city will be destroyed, the boundaries will be destroyed, because they wanted to uproot the sole concept of smicha. The sole thing. Ma'asi Yehuda ben Bava. So what did Yehuda ben Bava do? Halach v'yashal ben shnei harim gedalim. He sat between two big mountains, ubein shnei ayarid, between two large cities, ubein shnei tchumim Shabbos, between two of Shabbos tchumim boundaries. Okay? In other words, he separated 2,000 amah boundaries of large cities and ordained the students. V'samach sham, bein usha l'shafram, between the two cities, Ush and Shafram. V'samach sham chamishas kenim. He gave smicha to 5 elders. Who were they? Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav Yisrael, Rav Blazim, and Shemua. Okay? Rav Avya says, no, it was another one, Af Nechemya. He gave a smicha to Rav Nechemya. Kivin shekrivu oiveihem. Once the enemies recognized that Rav Yehuda ben Bava was giving smicha, what did he do? Amalehem, he said, Banai Rutzer, guys, run away. They're going to kill you. Run away from the Romans. Amalei, Rabbi Matei Alecha, but what's going to happen to you? You're going to get killed. We don't want you to get killed. Amalehem, Hareini Mutal Lefneim Kevin Shein Lahavchim. I am like before my enemies, a rock that cannot be turned. Meaning, I will not run away from them. Why? I will suffer the torture without any pain. This is what the way Mashal explains it. Like a rock doesn't feel any pain.
Why didn't he run away also?
Because he was an old man. And the Gemara says, Amru, the Chacham said, Leizaz Misham, the soldier did not leave the spot where Reb Yehuda ben Bava was. They drove in them 300 iron spears, and they make him like a sieve. They made him full of holes. They killed him, tortured him to death. In fact, he was one of the Asararug Malchus, one of the ten martyrs. This is the way they killed him. They killed him by sticking 300 sharp poles in him. They made him like a sieve full of holes. They might have killed him full of holes.
They were not killed all at the same time then. So they were all... They were not killed all at the same time.
Right. Sorry, Rugen Malchus is not killed all at the same time, it says. Correct.
Within what span of time? I mean...
I don't know how many.
We are talking about days or years?
No. It's going to be, I think, a few years.
Yeah, how would they find out? If how they find out that the five people in the middle of the forest got snitches, right?
There are snitches.
The only way to get smicha is if it's publicized.
So he says that he brings down the Yad Rama writes, the Romans incapable of destroying mountains, because what did they say? We're going to destroy the city, we're going to destroy mountains. And he said he stayed far away from the town, that the Romans won't destroy the town, because it was outside of Tchum Shabbos, it was outside the boundaries of the city. Now Reb Yehuda ben Bava didn't want that they should destroy cities. So he did it in a no man's land, so to speak, that there's nothing to destroy. The Chachamim he told to run, and he got killed. So the Gemara says you should remember him because he made smicha. Lepero, what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara is saying this for a question. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave smicha himself to five or six people, depending which opinion, right? So the Gemara says, how can you say you need three? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava did it himself. So the Gemara answers, no. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava achrin ava badei. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava didn't do it alone. There were two other people with him. Why didn't they mention the other names? Because out of respect to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is so great, the other two people he took with him to give the smicha were not choshev enough to be mentioned. But the Gemara says, you're right, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava did not give smicha alone, you need three people to give smicha. Therefore, on a smicha paper, even today, even though it's completely different, usually three people sign it. But again, today's smicha is not the smicha the Gemara is talking about here.
It shows the importance of the smicha if someone gives. He gave his life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the Passover from Moshe Messina, isn't that the Rabbanan that they can pass over the Mesura?
But the concept of Smicha. But the Gemara asked a question, like a very interesting question. The Gemara says, who was one of the five or six? The mayor. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara said, the mayor, the beautiful and above is Samchei. It can't be. Whoever says that Rabbi was not ordained by Rabbi Akiva is making a mistake. So Gemara says clearly Rabbi Akiva ordained Rabbi. So how can we say that Yehuda ben Bava was the one that ordained Rabbi? So he said, no, both, but Gemara says like this. Rabbi Akiva gave him smicha, but they didn't accept it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, afterwards, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave him smicha, and they did accept it.
Who's they?
The chaverim. Now, one second. The Mefarshim explained why is this. So he says Rashi says because he was young.
Who was he?
Here, they didn't accept it. Fi shadayin ha'yabacher. He was young.
Who?
A mayor.
Oh, not Rabbi Akiva.
No. How could you be Rabbi Kiva be young?
Yeah.
If he started learning Torah when he was 40, and he became Rabbi Kiva at 64, he wasn't young. Granted, Rabbi Kiva died at 120. Rabbi Kiva lived to 120. What?
He was young at heart.
That's not what the Gemara says. Rabbi was young when Rabbi Kiva gave him smicha. So the Gemara says he's not fit for it yet. Later, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave him smicha when he was older, so they accepted Rabbi. Rabbi was Bachal, the Gemara says about Rabbi. Shemayad eni chacham balochi would illuminate the eyes of the scholars in halacha. The Gemara says le yardu chachamim the save daita sharameir. The mayor was so brilliant the chachamim couldn't understand him. And that's why it's interesting when there's argument Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehsi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehsi. When Rabbi Meir argues, usually the halacha is not like him. So it says why? Because he couldn't understand the depth of his brilliance, and if you don't understand it, you can't rule like that. You need to halachically to understand it.
Grasp it.
To grasp it, to be able to rule like that. The Chachamim, Rabbi Meir was too smart, so therefore he got smicha from Rabbi Kiva when he was very young. He was one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva after the 24,000 students were killed. Rabbi Meir was one of the five. But he seemed that Rabbi Meir was young, and then Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava later on gave him smicha, so he...
Obviously you can have more than one smicha.
No.
In those days, it didn't have, there was no purpose. You either had it or not. Today, yeah, you can go to 100 Rabbanim, get 100 smichas.
Get online.
McDonald's.
Get in Cracker Jack's box.
You can't buy it in the internet.
No.
Cracker Jack's box.
But Rabbi, it's because there are different levels and different specialty. It's like doctors these days, they have different specialties. Mm-hmm.
Some people like to get smicha. It's good for your resume, smicha from a lot of people.
Online is very difficult.
Huh? He's doing it.
Rabbi Yaroslavsky used to come to ICR.
Yeah.
And he by himself would test the bathroom and give them smicha.
Yeah, he tested, but usually the smicha three people signed. So I'm saying three people. But again, today's smicha is not the smicha what the Gemara is talking about here. The Gemara is talking about smicha here, ish mi pi ish, that you can do dini knosses, that you needed to be a bezdin of three to do it. Today you don't need a bezdin.